This KABU program has been made possible in part by KABU Foundation members and a grant from St. John's Books, North Portland's full-service independent bookstore, offering new and used books on progressive politics, literature, poetry, titles for kids, and more. St. John's Books is located at 8622 North Lombard in St. John's. Information at 503-283-0032.
This is Stage and Studio. I'm Dee Mae Roberts. It's a sad day today with the passing of Coretta Scott King, who carried on the civil rights movement after her husband's assassination. Coretta Scott King died in her sleep at the age of 78. In the theater world, yesterday, Pulitzer Prize-winning playwright Wendy Wasserstein died of lymphomic cancer. She was only 53. One of the most successful female playwrights, Wasserstein penned such plays as The Heidi Chronicles, The Sisters Rosenzweig, and Isn't It Romantic? Her first play, the feminist coming-of-age play Uncommon Women and Others, in 1975, broke the tradition of male playwrights exclusively writing about women. We will miss Wendy Wasserstein greatly. On today's Stage and Studio, we feature Men on the Verge of an Hispanic Breakdown, director Dan Ruiz and actor Andres Acala of Miracle Theater are on hand to talk about this tour de force solo show. And then in the second part of the show, we'll talk with Insight Out Theater Collective about their new production of Kindred at the Interstate Firehouse Cultural Center. This is Stage and Studio. I'm Dee Mae Roberts. With me in the KABU studio are director Dan Ruiz and actor Andres Acala of Miracle Theaters. Oh, production of Men on the Verge 2. Good morning and welcome both.
Good morning.
So this is a takeoff, sort of? I mean, the title is a takeoff of Women on the Verge of a Nervous Breakdown, the Almodóvar film,
right.
You know, of,
right.
Of oh boy, several decades ago, a couple decades ago anyway. So is that a takeoff of that?
Well, Guillermo liked to play with the words, so he took the Hispanic breakdown and divided up the word his panic into the idea that these people were having some sort of panic attacks and they were all men, so...
Oh, wow.
So he's playing with it.
And this is part two. It's another collection of monologues.
The first one being Men on the Verge 1.
It was Men on the Verge of a Hispanic Breakdown.
There you go.
And this is Men on the Verge 2.
And that was by, they both are by Guillermo Reyes.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
And so this is subtitled The Self-Esteem Files. Can you elaborate on that?
Well, each of the characters are dealing with some sort of issue as far as where their attacks come from. And as we all know, in our own lives, we all have self-esteem issues. And they all stem from something, whether it's our childhood or being dumped by somebody or being in love with the wrong person. And these men's lives that you get to see on stage all have that little thread of self-esteem issue. It's mostly a comedy, and some of these characters are completely outrageous, but the trick is to try to find that thread of where their issues are really at, and you do get to touch on each one of them at some point.
Well, this is a solo performance by Andres.
Yes.
And did you do the first one as well?
I did. The original was done by Felix Pyre in New York, off-Broadway for 5 months. But he decided he didn't want to tour with it because he didn't want to be stereotyped as a gay actor. Guillermo found me when he returned to Portland to see the show that I originally had done and decided that he wanted to do it with the Broadway direction. So he decided to direct me in the production and then took me on tour.
So you toured this already?
I have the first one. The first one I took to Chicago, and I took it to Tucson and Phoenix. And then I did it at Miracle Theater the second time I did it in Portland.
And then he's also done Men on the Verge 2 as well.
And so then Men
and
on
you
the Verge
toured that
2.
Too as
yeah,
well?
Men on the Verge 2 is different because I actually developed that with Guillermo.
Oh, so I didn't realize that. That's
yeah,
great.
Yeah, I'm the original actor for this show.
Yeah. Awesome.
We're giving it a new spin here at Miracle.
Yeah, well, it's always in development, isn't it?
It is, and the production that you will see here in Portland has already been through three different renditions, and so it's pretty fine-tuned.
It's always kind of cool, too, because you're the only actor, so it doesn't affect all the other actors, right? So,
right.
So you can have a little bit of literary license
exactly.
there.
Exactly. Well, I try to stay true to his words, but I do call him and say, hey, I'd like to change this, uh-huh. and he's pretty open to it since I've been so close to the project.
I didn't realize you developed this role as well in this play. Well, I think that's quite exciting. So the Men on the Verge of a Hispanic Breakdown 1 was, is it very different to have the second version? Is it the same character? Are they the same characters?
It's very interesting because Guillermo wrote that other play about 12 years ago, and it was a very big success, but you can see that the characters were not just... The through-line character was younger. He was a young immigrant coming to the United States trying to seek for acceptance and all this stuff. These men are generally older. They have different issues. In fact, we're almost playing with the idea that we would call it men on the verge of Hispanic breakthroughs because they're making breakthroughs rather than breaking down because they're just coming to the United States.
Well, what are some of the characters that you play?
Well, one of the characters that's a through line all the way through it is a bibliophile. And a bibliophile is a man who loves books so much. And, in fact, we have him coming to Portland, and he falls in love with one of Portland's renowned Powell's bookstores. And he gives a lecture. The last monologue takes place in Powell's.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's pretty interesting. Another character is a soccer dad. Who is out talking to his, you know, his son. Hey, come on, kick that boy off. Go on, come on. And then a boy that he's been playing with in the steam room or someplace at the gym shows up while he's there with his family. So he's got this double, hey, no, I can't talk to you right now. Yeah, that's right, son, kick. So he's got this double life going on. And then I play this character who learned how to speak English by listening to Yvonne Elliman disco music. And so she falls in love.
Refresh my memory. I don't remember Yvonne.
Well, if I can't hide you, I don't want nobody, baby.
Okay, now I know.
So, yeah,
I was trying to block that song out.
He's got a nice medley of all of Yvonne's
songs. So you get to sing disco.
I do get to sing disco. I dress up as her, and she falls in love with a border patrol man who deports her, and she believes that the attraction is mutual, so she keeps coming back to the exact same spot to get deported by this man. She's a tragic character.
So you play her as a woman, though?
I play her as a woman.
So it's not Men on the Verge, then?
Well, she's a transgendered person.
There you go.
Yeah,
she's
a transgendered person.
She is on the verge.
And a lot of them, almost every character I've actually met or know. There's one character that's an actual true story. His name is Jordy, and he was an actor that Guillermo met in San Francisco who did one of his other shows, who used to be a ballet dancer. And he was bashed and lost his entire memory and couldn't dance any longer.
When you say bashed, he was beaten and assaulted.
Exactly. Yeah. And he lost his memory.
So there's some serious moments in the play.
There's definitely
obviously.
Some serious moments in the play.
Yeah. Wow.
There's a September 11th character that will probably pack a little bit of a punch.
You run the gamut with these. How many characters are there in total?
Nine total.
Mm-hmm. And Dan, what has it been like for you to direct?
Well,
this?
we're trying something different with the way the play runs. It's funny. I've never worked with an actor who is already ready. You know, all the lines memorized, all the characters have been prepared. And so it's like, okay, so what do we do now? What do we do with this production? And so we've sort of reconceptualized and created another character, actually, the character of an artist who is on the verge himself, who is trying to find his next big inspiration, just like, I mean, as a metaphor for an actor who's trying to find his inspiration into all these characters. And so he is taking photographs of self-portraits to try to find some inspiration for his next piece. And out of this, all of these characters emerge.
Well, you're listening to Stage and Studio. My guests are director Dan Ruiz and actor Andres Acala of Men on the Verge 2. And that opens this week, February 3rd, and runs through the 25th at Miracle Theater at 525 Southeast Stark Street. Tickets are $16 to $20, and there are discounts available for students, seniors and groups. And there's also kind of a cheapy night this Thursday night, February 2nd,
right,
too. The preview night is like $10 for that
one. Yes,
month.
And it's also the first Thursday reception of Hampton Rodriguez. He has created a new series based on Men on the Verge, too, of the characters that Andy plays.
Oh, well, so that's great. So you get a double dose of art there. For reservations, you can call Miracle Theater at 503-236-7253. That's 236-7253. And we can offer a pair of tickets to the third caller. And this is for this Saturday night, the 4th. So if you can't go Saturday night, don't call. But we'll take the third caller for Saturday night, actually the 4th, at 503-231-8032. It's February 4th, Saturday. Now, in talking about this play, I mean, do you get to know a lot about the playwright through these series of characters, too, Guillermo Reyes?
Yes. Well, I've been working with Guillermo for the last 8 years, and I've done 6 of his other shows, a couple of premieres. And I can honestly say that a lot of his characters are infused with things that have happened to me in my life and that have happened to him, and I do know what are honestly true parts of his life in these plays.
I love that documentary element of it, too, that he's done some character studies and now they're in his play. What else has he done? What other works?
Well, I started, my first show at Miracle Theater was called Deporting the Divas, mm-hmm. and I won an award for best actor in that. And then there was another show that spun off of that, Serena, Queen of the Tango, that he wrote for me to perform, but I couldn't do it in L.A. at the time, so we brought it to do it at Miracle a few years back.
3 seasons ago, yeah.
3 seasons. Well, how important is it to do plays that have gay and lesbian characters at Miracle Theater?
Well, I think it's, I mean, at Miracle, we strive to, I mean, the mission is to provide Latino arts and culture, and there's no denying that there is a segment of the Latino population around the country, around the world, that is gay, gay, lesbian, and transgendered, and it's impossible not to go through the gamut of the Latino experience, I guess, to sort of say, without addressing the gay culture within it, and we like to create a spectrum of knowledge and cultural experiences at Miracle, and this is one of them.
Well, I think that's important. I know that you also do a lot of traditional work as well,
right.
And you do touring, and mm-hmm. Has it been met with any kind of resistance in the Latino community at all?
Well, I mean, no one's ever, I believe, called and protested
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
It's usually our popular shows because we get another niche that isn't, you know, necessarily our Hispanic audience. I mean, we have quite a large broad audience base.
Yeah, definitely wide range of audiences. And of course, this is Andres. You know, it's starring
right,
Andres.
Exactly.
You know, and so of course that's a big draw in of
yes,
itself.
It's a headliner. Yes.
Definitely, definitely. What else do you have coming up? There's a reading that you have coming up as well of mm-hmm. a new play.
A reading of a new play. Actually, our playwright in residence, Joanne Farias, is creating a new play called Road to Xibaba, which is based on the ancient Mayan Popol Vuh. And well, it's not based
now,
on.
What
it,
is that?
The Mayan Popol Vuh is a religious text for the Mayan culture, the ancient Mayan culture, in the language of Quiche, which is their ancient language that's now hardly ever spoken unless tourists pay the Mayans there
So there's that's included in the reading.
That's sort of really included in that culture wow. And then we also have Argente Paciencia, which is Burning Patience, and Antonio Scarmeta's novel that was turned into a play that was also turned into the movie Il Postino. No?
Well, that was a little blip. Il Postino always gets
it felt like...
Just don't say it again.
It felt like an Oscar acceptance speech. Was that telling you my time's up?
Yeah, your time's up now. You had your 30 seconds there.
But it's actually our Spanish language production, so it's going to be completely in Spanish.
Really?
Mm-hmm. With English super titles on Thursdays and Sundays.
Wow. Well, you guys do the full range. And yeah. What else is happening this season, too?
This season also is Clean, which we also go back and tackle another gay and lesbian issue, a young boy who is discovering his sexuality and having no father figure at home. He turns to an actual priest, a father, to give him the nurturing that he needs as he's developing.
And when is this happening?
And that opens May 12th.
And that's the full season?
That's
then?
The full season. Mm-hmm.
Well, what a full season it is. And we want to encourage people to see Men on the Verge 2, The Self-Esteem Files by Guillermo Reyes, directed by Dan Ruiz, starring Andres Acala, opens February 3rd, runs through the 25th. And this Thursday, February 2nd at 7:30, there's a special price of $10 for the preview. Opening night is Friday, February 3rd at 8 o'clock, and that's $20, but you get a reception, an opening night reception catered by Crush. What's Crush?
Crush is a very upscale swank gay bar and gay bar restaurant on Morris, 14th and Morrison. Really, really nice.
So you get some upscale swank grub
exactly.
there. Okay,
yes.
That sounds like fun. And then the show runs Friday through Saturday at 8 o'clock, and Sundays at 2 p.m.,
mm-hmm.
and that's $16 for the Sunday matinee. And
you can come on Super Bowl Sunday, and the play will be over before the Super Bowl starts.
Oh, well, okay, for those of you who want to see the Super Bowl. And tickets are $16 through $20, and discounts are available for students, seniors, and groups. How many do you have to have in a group?
15.
Call your friends. Call and make a reservation at Miracle Theater at 503-236-7253. That's 236-7253. I always like to ask, what stage of rehearsal are you at now?
Well, we are ready for an audience.
Yes.
You're really ready.
Oh, yeah.
You've done tech and everything.
Play. Well, yeah. Well, we're still going to be teching through tonight with our run through.
It's some complicated tech, but
really, lots of light cues.
I need to play off of the audience at this point. I need to play to more than just the same three people.
Well, they say that's the second character in a one person show is the audience.
Yeah.
So we got to make sure that we do our job and come see you, Andres.
Okay. I think you will enjoy it.
For sure. Well, it sounds like fun. Dan Ruiz and Andres Acala, thanks for joining us today. And break legs.
Thanks
for the show. We don't say, you know,
good luck.
So up next, we have Insight Out Theater Collective. This is Stage and Studio. And you're listening to Stage and Studio. I'm Dima Roberts. And that was a very long break. We had some technical difficulties reaching our next interview. So...